Si, senor.
Okay. All right. Here we go. This is reallibertymedia.com, rlmradio.xyz. And this is a plus three episode of Feedback, The Trouble with Tribals and the War of Self. So we're going to discuss some ideas. We're going to look at a little of this, a little of that. I've got an inbox on Facebook. We'll see who it is. So I haven't been very busy over there. I've got a lot of them. Chris, sorry, man. I see you got a bunch. Eight. Yeah, I'll get caught up sometime. So I'm headed out next week, week and a half, going to Texas, and then go back east from there in February to Louisiana. Thanks for the share, Jose. I was going to be in February, in Vegas in February. They've changed the Bundy trial into three different stages. So they've classified degrees of participation. So Cliven and his boys will be in June. So we'll see how I meander. But anyways, I was on the phone with some friends down in Louisiana, good friends of mine. They lived through the flood down there, if y'all remember all that flooding down there. But today I've got my two former and sometimes now co-hosts. My very first co-host, of course, is the Sir Handsome, Jose M. Gonzalez. And Flash, somebody's over there across the waves. And I thought it'd be neat. Now, I've been spending a lot of time. Now, this idea of tribe, we'll get into discussing some of this, just a little insight maybe. And the difference, of community and self and where the conflicts lie. So welcome, Flash and Jose. I'm glad y'all could come along with me. This is without any preparation. I've been very busy, and I still have to pack and unpack three or four times before I have my load right. And,
yo.
Of course. Yeah, and I'm going through all my stuff sorting, and I've got a good start on all laundry. Wash everything and put it in bags and pack, because I intend on being gone for a while. And I'll lock it up and be hitting the road on the open road for a little bit. And stopping off along the way a few places. Old friends, new friends, family. So, hey, guys, how y'all doing?
Yo.
Yo.
Yo, yo.
There you go. Feedback. Okay, Judge says, this is my favorite tune by the band Soundcheck. Pretty good one.
Yep.
Yep, yep, yep. All right.
So, what's up there?
Well, let's. I think we've all probably got a little different or perhaps unique perspective on how it is we get along. So that's kind of the background here. The War of Evermore, right? And Zeppelin was singing about that. There's that crazy cuckoo.
I'm supposed to be muted. I forgot.
That's okay.
See, the war is always in my face, but far, far away.
Long, long ago and far, far away.
That's like a snap moment there.
Snap.
Just being honest about it.
No, not Jimenez.
But what exactly were you trying to find out today, Vincent?
Oh, I'm not going to find out anything. I'm just talking about, we're just talking about things that we already have a recollection or a notion of. Of course, the tribal is a little play on words with the trouble with tribbles. So the trouble with tribals.
Yeah. There you go. Got to have those leaders to keep you people in line or you'd fall apart.
Okay.
It would be anarchy, by God.
Yeah. Hal and I spoke this last week for a while, and I always enjoy speaking with Hal, of course. And we backtracked and discussed some about the DAPL up there in the Dakotas. And I'm afraid that Hal's not really being heard the way he should. People are really pretty much, kind of defensive a lot of times, and they have a presumption of what's being said to them. So I think last Sunday Hal did an excellent job of presenting the information as far as what he and I both have looked at and given some pointers, but I'm certain it's to no avail. Nobody really cares to listen to much of beyond what they already think they know, right?
We tend to listen to people that support our way of thinking, right?
I
agree.
I mean, generally speaking, you know, I tend to you know, put on the internet radio shows and listen to them while I'm doing chores around the house. And a lot of times I, you know, kind of shake my head because I disagree with the content or the opinions, but I don't turn them off, you know, because I'm cleaning house. But if I were just sitting at my computer, I'd probably, you know, switch over to something that I agree with, which tends to be, you know, kind of tough on the DJ, because, you know, we have opinions and you have a differing opinion. I like to listen to your reasoning behind it. I may still disagree with you, you know, but I think I'm the exception to the rule. At least I used to think I'm the exception to the rule. I'm finding out more and more that there's a lot of people out there that are unique, as unique as I consider myself, right?
Certainly. Flash?
Yes?
What do you got to say about that? Are you unique?
Oh, no. Everybody's like me.
Do you unique? Unique upon a rabbit.
See? Then I tell you what I think, and then you make a joke about it.
So, okay. Go ahead.
The world emulates my every thought.
I think I'm pretty tuned with the universe. I've learned
really?
From this. Yeah.
Really? Nuclear and all this shit that we've talked about with all the people. Yeah, with all the people that we've talked with over the last year, I couldn't be satisfied with this life. Not with the way they present it and what they give you. No, it's a bunch of bullshit.
You heard that. Home is where you make it.
Right. So in this collective illusion that we all share to some degree, I think you spend about 90% of your thinking time worried about what's going on in a place you're never going to be. And very little time concerned about where you're at right now.
That's a famous place. Far, far away. Right?
Well, to you, I'm far, far away. But to me, I'm sitting right here. So it's all subjective shit, no matter how you slice.
Are you suggesting that, like, people get active just because it doesn't really concern them? I mean, that's kind of – I want to agree with you, especially when we're talking about internet, you know, because we've got these keyboard activists that are all mouthy and everything about what's going on, and yet they don't even go outside and, you know, control their dog from pooping in a neighbor's yard or stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, but that's why you've got these laws to deal with, because people do not have a concern about the next guy. To that degree, it's just not in us anymore. We're too self-sufficient with all this electrical shit that we use.
Stuff.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry.
Carl says we're talking about stuff.
Oh,
stuff. And that was, of course, from Rick Grimes.
Oh, I forgot, Vince. Sorry.
Sorry. Well,
but
we can deal with it.
It's just, to me, it's just nothing but a shared illusion, and we have these like electronic gizmos that can give us instant access to things we would normally have to write a letter and wait a couple of weeks to get a response from, and now you can do it immediately, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, it made us lazy, and in our dependency to the electronic fucking world that we got kind of shoved down our throat anyway. There's all these fucking laws making you do all this stuff.
Stuff laws?
Life laws. You can't live off the grid in a society without permission. It's what?
And, It's explicit content.
Well, right. Well, then you're not free, are you?
No. There's rules and laws, you know, that what is law? Okay, let's take a look at that. The attorney, Mike Arnold, says law is war. Well, Hal says that law is settlement. It's unto peace. Let's see, what's my neighbor doing out here? Can't get in his car. He's pulled up. Let me come back to that. Let me mute up. Let me give you guys a mic just a minute. I'm sorry. I'll be right back.
Go ahead, Jose.
Well, you were touching. I wanted to disagree with you. Well, agree with you. Agree with you at a different angle, right? Because, and it's a minor thing. You said that all these gadgets are making us, you know, self-sufficient, and I think it's making us.
I said it's making us lazy. You heard the part you liked.
Yeah, well, no, actually, before you said that, you it's the original thing when I said keyboard activists, and you said, yeah, we're willing to do stuff on the internet where you're not willing to go out there and do the basic stuff like we used to, you know.
Exactly. Yeah.
And you mentioned that this stuff is making us self-sufficient, and I think it's making us more self-contained as opposed to self-sufficient. I mean, we're just here, you know. I'm in my keyboard. I'm at my keyboard in my computer, and I'm connected to the entire world, but yet I'm disconnected because it's just words on the screen. And I do, I don't know if you know, but I'm a marriage and family counselor, and I do like 98% of my counseling on the internet, right? And a little bit more, like 1% on the phone and 1%, you know, face to face. But because I do perform my services for free, I'm on the internet because I can, you know, basically I can counsel people while I'm in my underwear, you know, drinking, you know, my coffee or my.
I'm here, Greg.
You know, depending on you know my options, but yeah, it I do find.
You know, I think there's a group for people that counsel others in their underwear. You could get some help for that.
But listen, yeah, let's go back and let's talk about rules and laws and so forth some, because without a means of interacting and having parameters, expectations, then what is it? It's the anarchy that people perceive of war in the streets, of burning trash cans and broken windows. When somebody sets themselves as, I am the center of all that matters, and without disregard. And I mean, we're going back to my original theme of what matters. When we talk of stakeholders and stockholders, but the never mind the deception in there for the you know, the world agenda. You know, there's a lot of people that are working for that, which unfortunately is deception. But the perception that we do have is that the world needs to be better, a better place.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I lost you there for a while. I was wondering if everyone lost you.
Okay. Looks like everything's still a ping over here.
I heard.
Okay, good. So I got my levels pinging. So how do we, what means do we have? What are we in right now? I mean, delusion? It's not a delusion when it's beating you in the head. And you can't ignore it and think that it's not going to beat you in the head. If you step out of place, you know, it's pretty much, we've got a system that's well established, and we all have a place. And when you do step out of bounds, you get kicked back in, or they'll put you in another place.
Yeah, whoever has the best toys wins.
Yeah. So how do you change that? You can't change it by burning trash cans and breaking windows. You can change it to by offering a alternative, perhaps, maybe something for somebody else to have a look at. Is there a better way? And I think that's probably our purpose. If we're here taking the time to speak about it,
would be would offer change temporarily. It's been done before. But ultimately, the powers that be are too strong at the top for any permanent change. You know, we saw it in the French Revolution, we saw it in the Mexican Revolution, and several other revolutions where they literally, you know, overthrow the government and kick everybody out, and little suckers just kind of weasel their way back in, you know.
They've been looking at how people act, animal behavior. I was listening to one yesterday. I can't recall that. I could probably find out on my history, but a guy did a study, took little babies from 3 months to 6 months old or a year old or something like that. And, you know, one was put a rabbit with them. And then after the kid showed no signs of being afraid of the rabbit, then he'd like bang behind his head and make a loud noise and cause the fear. So the powers that are part of the operations and in control of how the world works. And don't think for a moment that there's not influences in steering society, but is it for a more better way? As Judge Dredd says, more better is always better, because in America, more is always better.
It's to satisfy that overbloated ego. That's what that's for.
Sure, but that's really conditioned. What if?
Oh, yes. Wow.
Is man in a state as a fallen being, a fallen nature, what's called sin or wrongdoing or evil? Where's the distinctions, and what causes this? I mean, artificial scarcity is what kind of operates the supply and demand, the just-in-time, and so forth, that we're all if we break down, all right, so this idea of tribal and so forth goes back to some audiobooks that I listened to this last week or two. And one of them is the zombie genre. I think I've listened to almost all the audiobooks that I can find on zombie genre, and a lot on the post-apocalyptic. But so as society breaks down, then the only way of survival then is people band together. And then you have conflict between tribes, right? Because even within the tribe, we have our warring factions within that very tribe. And people have different positions of responsibility or authority. For life for me right now, this past year, been a lot of conflict. And it's a tribal life that I live here. And things are good right now, and have been for the last few months, couple of months anyways. People not doing dope and pills and getting drunk and stuff and bringing their problems over that where it overflows onto me or others. you do as you will, but, you know, when your actions affect me, then there's a problem, right? Or if what I do affects you.
In reality, Vince, but most people don't truly live in reality. They live in fantasy land somewhere, you know.
Well, we're all kind of in fantasy at some point. I seen a pretty cool animation. I guess I've never even watched all these Matrix movies, but this was I guess it was the story of the Matrix and how man and machine came along and the divorce. So in this book that I'm writing in my head, and I'm starting to put some form to it, the apocalypse, the zombie apocalypsis. I mean, there's been a lot of apocalypses revealings, but the way most people perceive the world, the word apocalypse is, you know, catastrophe and turmoil and end of the world and so forth. But apocalypto or revelation is the same word, a revealing. So we are in an age of revealing right now. First time in history, right? We've got a chance to be able to speak literally face to face, right? Skype. We're not looking at each other right now, but we're hearing.
No, we have. Yeah, we have the technology, Captain.
Aye. Good point, Dredd. Society is tribal by nature, and it is inevitable, and it is cyclic in so many ways. Philosophers will tell you, you know, it rolls around, and then anarchy or the breakdown of society, which that's the definition that many people have of anarchy, is breakdown of order.
That's well, such shit.
Well, to be fair, I mean, it is an honest definition for their perspective, is it not?
Yeah, but well, it's the Eurocentric perspective, which and when I say Eurocentric, there is a unique perspective that Europeans tend to view the world. I mean, a unique perspective from which Europeans tend to view the world, and it has been evidenced over the past 500 years, or since they invaded, you know, these lands called America now, that we need leaders, you know,
what? Are you out of your mind?
Somebody mentioned, I think it was you, right? Mentioned earlier, oh, we need a leader, otherwise it's going to fall into chaos. And I expect you were saying it tongue in cheek, because that's how I took it. Because I've been saying for a long time, we don't need leaders, you know, I think that's the number one problem, in most countries, especially in the United States. I don't consider myself too much with anything other than, you know, the United States. But, you know, here we hire representatives, but we tell each other that we elect them because they are good leaders. And I'm like, well, we don't need leaders. Only the military needs leaders. and when you think about the militaristic societies that have, you know, pretty much, you know, kicked everybody else's butts, they have been the kinds of Eurocentric thinkers, and they're not. They tend to come from Europe, but we had some, you know, on indigenous lands too, because the Mexica tribes, mistakenly called Aztec, you know, were very militaristic. You know, the Ind tribe, referred to as Apaches, and you know, were very militaristic, but even they didn't have a leader per se. You know, the people did what they did in these tribes for the general good of their own society, as opposed to the Eurocentric way of doing things, where the people did what they were told, and it was usually for the general good of the leaders, right? Not necessarily the societies. And yes, they grew into big societies, but they were kind of controlled by their leaders into thinking that if those other tribes don't have leaders, they're just chaos. They're just running around, you know, raping and killing and stealing and doing whatnot, you know, without any control. So what they did was they amassed this army to go raid that other tribe or that other society and, you know, rape and kill and steal on them, so that they would be able to control them, you know, and then they turn around and make laws to prevent anybody else from doing what they just did. And it's important that we have, you know, tribal rules and traditions in order to perpetuate a society, right? Because every organism's main purpose is to live and to grow. And, you know, from the tiniest bacterial organism to the largest municipality, you know, every organism's job is to perpetuate its own existence. But when you're in a society, you start wondering, should an organism perpetuate its own existence if it's doing harm to other organisms? For example, and I hate to be the one to bring it up, but, you know, the United States of America. Do we have a right to exist? Look at all the harm we're doing to how many, 176 nations worldwide or something like that? You know, I mean, and then we wonder why the rest of the world hates us, you know, when we're imposing our will upon other places, not for their own good, but for our own good, but it's for the good of our elites for the good of our corporations, you know, and we don't see ourselves as a tribe, like the title of your show today, right? The trouble with
the tribal. War of self. Exactly. So today I took the thumbnail from BBC.com, Future Story, how modern life is destroying democracy. So let's reason through this a little bit. The reasons why politics feels. The freedom to live where you like, a good education, and the internet, could these things be widening the gap between opposing political beliefs? So that word political is it has some stigma. But I'm going to drop down here just a little bit. Apathy towards the other side is becoming increasingly intense. So what might be driving this tribalism? Psychological research reveals subconscious forces, which, in the face of facts, experience, or better judgment, prevent people seeing alternative points of view and pushing them into ever more partisan camps. And some scientists believe that many aspects of the 21st century could be creating the perfect condition for falling victim. In fact, from where people live to what they read, modern life has an alarming power to entrench people's political affiliations and views without them even realizing it. And we've discussed that on many occasions on the social engineering of man and propaganda back to Bernays and even before that. Because what is a tribe? It's a group of people that will come together in common. You can even ascribe that to religion and politics, and of course those are the two taboo topics. But why would anything be taboo, right? In a proper discussion.
I didn't say anything was. Ha ha.
Yeah, we do have taboos. You forbade us to use certain words right
sure.
now.
But
we have, but
that's reasonable to have parameters and rules, right? Is it
right.
not?
Right, so. Right. Unless the taboo topic is relevant.
Sure. Absolutely.
Because we could say, okay, everybody, come here. We're going to discuss the budget, and I don't want anybody talking about my beer. I said beer as a taboo because I'm probably spending a lot of money, budget money, on my beer, right? But in your case, you set the parameters. You made it a tab. You made some taboo topics for the sake of maintaining a intellectual level of discussion. Not that we can't discuss things intellectually using the F word and the C word or the L word. Can we say love? Oops.
Love, love me do. You
I'll pass.
So please.
That's the topic of my expertise, me. But anyway, the problem is that when we have a democracy, everyone's voice is supposed to be heard through a vote. But then we are not given the option to vote for what we want. We are only given an option to vote for what they want us to vote for.
Yep, exactly.
And how exactly is that a democracy? It's not even a republic.
It is a democracy because it's a mob rule run by a bunch of thieves. And it works because they pay people to shoot you if you don't do what they say or put you in prison.
Ay, ay, ay.
The shared illusion.
Good. He's gone and Circles is adding some very good commentary in the chat here. So let me back up to it. Yes, I don't think the world is anyone's to save. Dredd, he's gone. Burning trash cans will only pollute the air and make babies die. But seriously,
really? Who knew?
We need to change things. No. Go ahead.
Go ahead and what? I was just interrupting for no reason.
Okay, we need to change things. Nope, we need to stop changing things and let life live. And you said good one. I agree. All this saving, changing, controlling is what's messing everything up. Got to agree.
I don't know if I agree with you. Well, yeah, I guess I do agree. But, you know, most philosophic great societies believe that we are in a fifth existence, right? El quinto sol, as per Maya and Mexica philosophy.
El quinto sol, the fifth sun?
Yeah, which means the fifth epoch, the fifth life, right? Because the Mexica believed that the world has already existed four other times and has destroyed itself, or, you know, and then started anew, and, you know, gone through who knows how many thousands of years and then destroyed itself again. And when I say the world, I mean people, right? Because the world is still here. The earth, the planet is still here, right? When you know, we hear all this talk about, oh, you know, we're polluting the world.
But can you prove that in court?
I'm just saying that most great societies believe that we have been here before, messed it all up, destroyed ourselves, and then started anew. There's evidence of that because we have we have buildings, pyramids, and things like this that couldn't possibly have been built in our epoch, in our soul, in our lifetime, as you know, in our mankind. Okay, and if they were, how come nobody knows who built them, right? I mean, that there's evidence, and for why I forgot what the heck my point was gonna was gonna be,
and it was a good one.
let me interject from Chloe then. I really like Chloe, and she's a little different opinion than many of us here, and I think that's good. It's our tribe here, right? I love RLM Radio, the chat here, so the chatters, it's a perfect example of our tribe here. We do have opposing views, but I don't think we'd all be here together if we weren't intent upon some kind of consideration for one another.
Well,
but,
I don't know. If Chloe's opinion doesn't agree with mine, I don't want to hear it. What do you say?
Well, I'll come back to her question for you, and I'll skip that and go, even ancient tribes that had leaders, all tribes, regardless of size, have leaders. The word leader... We're not gonna dissect that word right now, you don't let leaders rule your lives. That's right. That's the idea of being.
Absolutely not.
So you don't let leaders consume 23 hours of your days of your thought. Hours a day of your thought. Blah 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 blah. You move on with life and implement workarounds. That's what we're at right now. And when we can address a problem and do it in a more better way, then certainly that would be the road to take. So of all the 170 plus nations in the world, you consider us the worst? That question is for, I'll give it to Jose, and I'm also going to hand it to Flasher.
So what direction do I take this epic?
Is America the worst nation in the world?
Okay. See, the problem with the question is we've been conditioned to regard ourselves as a part of that thing. So it's like saying, is your left hand, you're going to cut your left hand off so the rest of you will feel better. And it mentally, it runs that kind of that deep to us. You see where I'm going with this or not?
Yeah,
I agree.
Okay. So wait, I'm not finished. I just wanted to see if you guys were getting where I'm going to. It's subjective. Some people take it. a lot to do with your indoctrination as a child. If you were raised into a religion, if you were specifically educated, you finished all that shit and went on to college, that's a whole different kind of tribe, you know? Anyway, I got kind of lost in my own thoughts with this one, but we're conditioned to do the things that we do by the things that we see around us in life. So whatever has your attention seems to deserve it, and you do these things. Like, for example, like believing there's a country. What difference does it make to you if there is or there isn't one? On a personal level, it's just stories that you hear about. If I've traveled around a little bit, so I've gotten to go to see them, and physically they're real, but all these problems that they go up crap. Okay. Okay, well, give me a minute, though. But these are just made-up fucking stories to ignite a person's anger, all right, to justify a banker war. It's a fucking game. We're all caught in it somehow. And some people play to kill. And some people play to make money. And some people, just like me, know it's there and just try to not get into it as much as I have.
Tell them, man. Hannibal.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. She was doing her...
She was doing something. I think Flash might mute us.
Yeah, she's doing her guard duty thing. You know, she hears a cat outside and she goes... See. So... Anyway, sorry about that interruption there. But anyway, I think that this whole USA, England, Denmark, Scotland, Mexico thing is a way to control how we behave towards each other on a level that is almost it's almost impossible to tell somebody else about it because you sound kind of weird. Let's say that.
Well, let's look at it this way. If I'm American, not American, I'll say it's a Mexican, not a Mexican. What are you? You're in Denmark. What does that make you? You're a Mark. Mark,
right.
Mark. See, that's what that's how a hairless dog barks.
Vince, I have that unique perspective from where I'm standing. Cause I'm,
tell him.
Well, I'm doing something that not a lot of people are doing.
Talking to your dog?
I mean, well, that too, but being in Denmark in the first place. I started out in L.A.
I've been to L.A.
Right. I've been to L.A. Okay. I haven't been to Spain. I haven't been to Russia. But to me, all these places that I have been to showed me that you can believe this crap that you're told or you don't have to. And if you don't, you see it differently.
What do you think, Jose?
I agree. But let me address the question, okay? Is America the worst nation of the world?
Yeah, there you go. Well, back to point.
No, okay, back to point. No, it's not. The people are of that country are being played like a fucking fiddle by bankers and politicians to make decisions about things that aren't even real. But they believe they're real because that's what they've been taught. They don't go against their country. And as far as America being the worst, I would say America, the ones that make the most profit are the most responsible for the people that have nothing.
Okay. So they are incomparable.
So it's
not. It's not
hold on, Flash.
It's not the person, it's the entity that they represent because of this stupid country shit.
Okay, I'm agreeing 99% with what Flash is saying. but I want to I want to kind of like fine tune. Because I know she addressed the question to me because of what I said. And what I said was I asked a question. Should an organism be allowed to continue to exist if it's doing harm to all the other organisms around it. Okay, and that's what that's kind of what Flash is saying. It's a matter of perspective, right? I mean, I think this is what you're saying, Flash. You're saying there's no good or no bad. There's only, you know, we don't see ourselves as evil if we're doing what we need to do to perpetuate the lifestyle that we enjoy in this country. How can that possibly be bad? It's as an organism, we're doing what we need to do to keep up our lifestyle.
I agree with that.
Right?
But it is. Because of the lies it's based on that we were sold as truths.
Exactly. And until we open our eyes and say, hey, wait a minute. Why are we claiming to bring democracy to Iraq when we don't even have freaking democracy here?
It's insane. Well, and it's all a matter of how much you're willing to put up with and what you want to do with your life.
And then if we're going to be a global society and we're going to bring democracy – quote,
no, quote. It's a bunch of shit. It's a bunch of horse shit.
Hold on. Let me finish the statement. If we're going to be a global society, because that's the excuse we use, that the United States uses to be in 176 or however many countries we are in, right? Because we're a global society and it's our job to make sure we bring democracy to everybody. If we're going to be a global society, then we have to be democratic and allow those countries to vote as to what our actions are going to be. Before we invade a country, before we invade Iraq, all the other countries need to vote and say, yes, you can go ahead and invade Iraq. You know?
No.
Yes, you can invade me. You know, you can't have it both ways. Basically, we are not a democracy, and we're not spreading democracy. We are, you know,
no, of course,
an oligarchy. An
oligarchy.
And that is what we're spreading. We're spreading oligarchy everywhere else, but we're fooling the people. And it started in the so-called American so-called revolution. It was not a revolution. It was a coup d'etat, right? We only cut off the
You broke up there, Jose.
Somebody got something cut off.
These rich white guys didn't like the king taxing them without representation, so they convinced the farmers to fight this war against the army of the king, and we borrowed money from another country that didn't like the king too. And then when the king gave up the fight, we said we won, so the white rich white guys put themselves in charge and taxed the farmers without representation in order to pay for the war.
Yeah, but that's not exactly all the true story, because we sued for peace and had to pay reparations after the Revolutionary War. So we didn't win. And evidence of that is the Queen's Council and the existence of the Bar Association now. And there's so many different aspects of, you know, consumer law, the admiralty law on the land, all this stuff, but it's all convoluted. We do see people are reporting back to the power, and that power is not necessarily.
You know, because I'm basically trying to just crack the egg so some knowledge will get into it. I don't want to break it all apart and everything's going to fall apart. We have to get another egg, right? You know, but we have to stop thinking, you know, back in the American so-called revolution, there were several revolutions after that are not covered in our history books because they were against the rich white man that won, and they wrote the books.
Pigmentation is not indicative of those in power. You might see the shift of power and the concentration of power, but color has no bearing in this day and age, no bearing whatsoever. Brown, black, white, yellow, red, there's no difference. People that are willing to work within that system, and to me, there comes a point where a person's conscience will say, you know, am I doing this for the right reason, and what are the results of what it is that I'm participating in, right?
Rob.
Well, are you saying Arkansas needs a king and you're available?
I'm my own king.
I know. Yep.
Yeah, you're smoking.
These other people, man. What are these crazy people thinking that they want a group of relics in old nasty bathrobes that sit around and chant these little rituals, right? And they want those nut jobs making their fucking life decisions for them. And I think,
all right, you owe
wow.
me jar. You're going to have that filled up by the end.
Oh, did I go on? I forgot again.
You're in the penalty box. That's it. My turn to talk.
Go. Try to take. Flash.
I'll be over here in the corner.
The real gist is human beings have by the way, she also addressed that all people have leaders. I disagree. The reason the armies of the United States of America had so much trouble controlling the native tribes, the indigenous tribes on this land, is because there was no leader. The people worked as a society and they had elders, but they had no leader. And for society to come in here and try to negotiate with another society that has no single leader, you can't control them. You know, yeah, we hear of all these, you know, chiefs Sitting Bull and all these chiefs, but they were not leaders. They were just like an elder who had an opinion, and some of the tribe followed them. But there was
Sitting Bull or Red Cloud, I forget one of them, but they kind of cornswoggled him into signing treaty, and I forget if it was 1851 or 1868. It was probably the 1868 treaty, and there were four men that signed treaty for the Lakota that really had no authority. So that's what we're talking about, tribalism and so-called leaders or people that take point. Here I'm hitting it right now. This is a book, and it has this Christian, and this is a big problem here, this message from the pulpit. This Christian undertone to it, and they're alluding to their allegiance to the one true God that gives them the authority of decision of life and death over other people. Now, in this tribalism that these people find themselves into, they've gravitated to. This is a zombie apocalypse right here. It's called the, A Distant Eden. That was audiobook number one by Lloyd Tackett. When people say, well, I have the authority to do this to somebody else, then it's really negated when you look at what do you actually have a right to do or not to do. And when you say, okay, now this guy right here, so they broke up into two different type of leaderships. In time of war, there was a person that was a warrior that was in charge, and in time of peace and plenty, they would have a more civil mind. She was a woman in this case. The war leader was a man. I don't know. In this day and age, I see women taking charge more and more. And we see, you know, examples in history of matriarchy. The tribal system that I'm in right now, we have the mother moved back, the grandmother, and she has the matriarchal position, which gives some order to things, the way things are going now in that area. There's still that individualism and conflict, but it's not so bad. When we say, okay, look, we have somebody for resolution, dispute, or so forth. So, like I said, this leader I'm having a hard time with because of the connotation of it in this day and age.
Mm. Okay, you can be the leader then.
Well, I am actually, I guess, the leader today in this broadcast.
See, right? I knew you'd like that.
He's right. Not my leader.
But you get to do all the paperwork, and you can empty your own trash cans.
Right.
Yep. Yeah. But you can be the leader if you want. It's the point, Vince, is we're on the internet or the radio, right? This is not real at a physical level. So why do we get so upset? Why?
Well, I think the three of us are real. I you know, spent FaceTime with both you guys on Skype. I mean, many hours in conversation with both of you all.
Yes.
So, I mean, we're interacting.
Right, but it's on a physical level of life. There's a different reality than this electronic stuff we do. In person, you're a different person than the person that the other one's reading on an internet site. You know what I mean, or not?
Well, there is a difference.
Yeah, that's all. That's all. And all I'm saying is that in person, like, I don't. My life is great. I got a great life.
I love my life.
Yeah, I go out. You know, I go out to the little town here, past where the train station's at. I know people and whatnot. I take the dog to go get her nails trimmed. All that fancy fucking. F-bomb time. But all that fancy stuff that, you know, me and the dog can do. And it's a pleasure to deal with the Danes and not speak their language. They're really nice about it. They're not anything like my Mexican father, Jose, was a pain in the ass with his language.
Man, you know, I've got this... You guys' voices are kind of fading out. I can hear in the background.
Yeah,
I want to react to whatever he said because
go
I
don't ahead, react.
My name mentioned, but I didn't hear it all.
Man. Right.
Say it again, Flash. Your dad, Jose B.
I was bitching about
our Jose is Jose A.
It's Jose.
It like horse. Jose.
All right. See, wait a minute. I had an English mother, right? And my mother didn't harp on how you said a word in English.
What about
it? So it pissed me off that my father, who spoke his first language was Spanish, and then he learned English, would correct my English when my mother wouldn't do it because he was doing it with a Mexican ear. And the English parent said I was doing fine. So it kind of gave me an attitude towards my old dad. He was a mean old prick. Guy, fellow.
His fault or your fault?
Who knows? Life. I don't know. Some people are just mean. You don't have to be a nice person to reproduce. You just, you know, and if you're willing to join the slave race and do the things that you got to do to play that game, then that's what he did. He wasn't an educated fellow. So, you know, we had a decent life. It wasn't rich, but it was comfortable.
See, that gets us back to the tribal thing.
But you don't have to be nice to succeed financially in life. You don't have to be nice to anybody ever if you don't want to. What I was trying to get to is I'm an American. I live in Denmark without speaking the language here. And
we don't claim you anymore.
All the people that I encounter, they know how difficult it would be for me to try to learn Danish.
Why would it be hard?
It's a whole different way to speak.
Is it because you're American?
No.
Yeah, probably lazy Americans. This is prevalent in our society today. Privileged, lazy Americans.
There are sounds Danish that in English I do not use. So I'd have to learn how to use these new sounds. It's too much work for me, man.
All right. Go ahead. You were going towards the tribalism.
I agree with that. Yeah. Tribes.
Well, I'm saying you're, and I missed that. You said your mom was English. Are you saying?
Yeah.
Are you referring to her as British?
Yeah. London, England. EastEnders.
Okay. And you fuzzed out from my hearing when you described your father. Your father was, you said, his
California Mexican.
So he was a Mexicano.
No,
right?
His father was. He was born on this right bit of dirt, so he was American.
Okay,
so English wasn't his first, or American wasn't his first language then.
No. Not until he was like, I don't know, 9 or something.
Oh, Okay, I'll mention, but let's not digress, okay?
Okay, digress. I will not digress.
Let us not digress.
I refuse to digress. How's that?
A Mexicano is a cultural thing, not a country thing. Okay, you're the one
Hold on, Flash. I said
I'll mention it, but I'll not digress. Let's not digress. Let's not make it a whole. That's a whole different show that we can cover. Okay.
I thought it was muted,
but it does exist within the idea of tribalism.
Right, because he's Mexicano culturally, and I think you said Spanish was his first language. Okay, now it is so important. And I know we're going to end up digressing. How much time do we have? Let me see.
An hour. No, what?
Let's not digress. Let's keep on talking about the tribal issue. Okay.
Yes.
But I want to kind of explain your father. It is so important for a Mexicano to know how to speak proper English and teach that to his kids than it is for a half, and I'm not attacking you, but for a half Englishman.
No, my mother was English from
yes.
England.
Yeah, half Englishman and half Mexicano.
You see, because you're identifying with the Englishman and not the Mexicano man, you don't realize how important it is to speak proper English, because that's part of your white privilege. You don't have to understand. and this is the tribal portion of your father telling you, look, son, if you're going to be a part of this tribe, you need to speak proper English, or you're going to get your ass deported, right?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. You don't know, because that doesn't not happen to you. And now this same privilege that you have from this white tribe of the United States of America lets you believe that you don't have to learn Danish, and they all love you for it.
There's something about a lazy, privileged American. It's just so endearing.
and I really don't know you, Flash. Right? I mean, we've talked on the radio a couple of times. But that's what I see.
Well,
from the tribal perspective, right? I get it. You know, and you don't know unless you actually got pulled over by a cop because of how you look, you know, driving from Mexicano, and got your ass beat up and arrested on a trumped up charge. Let's say you got arrested for resisting arrest, which can't even possibly exist, but you wouldn't know that unless you got arrested for resisting arrest, right? It's the tribal thing where we're like, you know, your dad's saying, hey boy, you better try to be as white as possible.
We've been getting kicked here. I'm not even sure if I'm still connected in rlmradio.syz here. But let me go over here to this head chat. So it may be I've been missing some stuff here. Looks to me like we got bumped there. Sir Uh-oh. Handsome, somebody, me, and Frumpy. We got pinged out. Grimder asked... Jose, why are you so enamored with the politics of division?
Ooh.
This happens every time I come on, right?
Yes.
Because I want equality. I'm the one being divisive, right? Because I want to be treated like every other white person in this tribe. I'm the one being decisive. Divisive, right? They're not being divisive because they want me to stop trying to be equal. I'm being divisive because I want to be equal.
Wow.
I can understand that.
I can't.
I can understand both sides of it. I'm refreshing over here. I'm going to re-enter the chat over here. For some reason, we got kicked and it didn't even show me being kicked here.
It's probably
that may be my bandwidth.
It's probably because I'm Mexican.
Yeah, it is. Pinche Mexicano. So, I'm going to try to reconnect on that one. I was going to say something. I had a home health care visit come out, lady. And because we are different in this war self, I will go ahead and distinguish that she is African American. Just let me connect for some reason. I'm going to try again. And she wanted to ask me so many ways. Why wouldn't enter into the medical, back into the medical establishment and taking drugs and so forth? And I had down there that I smoke weed. And she said, do you have any other drug abuse problems? I said, hold on, stop right here. Wait. Well, cannabis is a plant. Drugs are pharmaceuticals. So we have a very big distinction. And we go on and on. She said, I'm not going to be able to convert you. I said, you know, I was really reluctant to even enter into this discussion with you because I spent many, many, many hours of research and discussion on this topic of the medical industry, the sick care, not health care. They're interested in maintaining a condition. So she thought maybe I was defeatist or had given up in life because I don't want to participate in that. I just wanted to check my hemoglobin A1C and that sort of thing. And it's available with my insurance. So, I invite her out. But people are so set in their thoughts that, you know, sometimes we can't hear the other person. And that includes this topic that we're discussing now. So, and this thing didn't let me reconnect. But anyways, let me hand it back to you. I'm going to try to refresh again.
Okay. And let me pick up because I think I heard two lighters. You guys are both sparking it up over there, so I'm the only one available to speak, huh? The big issue, the big tribal, what's the title of this thing again?
It's, The Trouble with Tribals, The War of Self.
Yeah, the trouble. Okay. We are in a tribal right here, the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
The United States of America is a population of immigrants. But you guys all want me to be like you. You don't want me to be proud of being Mexicano.
I do.
Oh, you know, I'm speaking generally. Stop taking it all personal. Okay.
Yeah, because I don't care either.
Yeah, I know you don't. Because we're here discussing it, right? As long as I'm discussing it in English.
Same as anybody else in my life.
Pero si empiezo a hablar en español y te digo lo que yo pienso y lo que yo creo y lo que tengo en mi corazón, y pero hablo en español en vez de en inglés, entonces ya no te importa de lo que estoy haciendo o diciendo, ¿verdad?
You got to think inside your heart. What you think and feel does come from your heart, doesn't it?
Yeah, but you guys are okay. I know you, Vince. You understand in español, but. The people are out there are like, yeah, we'll listen to Jose as long as he talks in English. This way we can argue his point. But if he comes on speaking in Spanish, I'm going to change the channel. I'm going to listen somewhere else. You won't allow me to speak in my first language. You know, I didn't speak English until I went to the first grade. Then the government taught me their English, and I stopped speaking Espanol until I got out of high school. You know, and I don't remember if we had bilingual education. I remember in the 80s and the 90s, it was a big issue in politics, you know, because the tribe, you know, was all inclusive as long as you fit into their little idea of what a tribal member is. You know? And that goes back to, you know, the organism and to address the topic of speaking different languages. You know, there's that old joke. What's a person called that speaks three languages? Well, it's trilingual with a T. What's a person called that speaks two languages? It's bilingual, right? What's a person called that speaks only one language? American. Because America insists that everybody speaks English. Why? Yeah. If it were a country of immigrants, right? And when you speak a language, it's to benefit you. I'm sure our co-guests would agree that if he did speak Danish, he could probably get along a lot better with the people in his neighborhood.
I don't think so. I get along fine with all the people around here. I don't see how speaking their language wouldn't change anything.
Because they speak your language?
No, some of them don't. My neighbor directly across the street from me, I don't think she knows five words of English. But we're always friendly with each other. Run into her at the grocery.
What's that tapping I'm getting in there? What is that?
I don't know. Maybe I was shaking my arm. But
are you getting nervous?
No. Oh, I moved my mic. No, I'm thinking about speaking the language here wouldn't change anything.
See, I can't speak with circus type. That's Danish, obviously.
But, well, I don't know.
But I can make sense of it. There's some of it. She's talking about speaking the language. Den pa donsk, I think, maybe.
Yeah, well, see.
It is a hard language.
Well,
look,
let me,
what about Asian or Chinese or a Chinese learning to speak?
Let me address what he said earlier. Okay, about he wants to be treated equal because I want him to hear the way I hear somebody else telling me they want to be treated equally. And to me, it sounds like you don't think you're getting treated equally. What's that got to do with me? Is it personal? I'm looking down my fucking Junos at you. Or
wait a minute.
Wait. Okay, a quarter. Oops. But, I mean, to make the point, you know, am I looking down my nose at you in some way that it's in the conversation? It may not be personal. And because why do you need to be telling people you want to be treated equally? I didn't know you weren't being treated equally until you told me you weren't. So now
– Well, that comes in at personal interactions. And I'm going to tell you that being other than white, there is a – disadvantage, and to think that there's not, and just to say, well, I'll just get over yourself and, you know, act equal. Well, mm-hmm. We're missing some societal issues, and you know, I'm not saying you're right or wrong either. Anybody.
I saw my father do it. How hard could it have been? He did it.
Did what?
Got along with people and all. What's all this equality shit about? I never saw anybody not treat my dad okay.
You know, I only brought up the topic because it was brought up in the chat.
You said Mexican. My father was Mexican and all that stuff. And
we discussed that as far
all this quality,
tribalism.
Right. And all this treatment stuff came in later in life because I don't remember hearing any of it when I was grown up.
Nobody is really equal. And
why? Okay.
But because we're all different and people have different abilities. So as far as no matter what your color, nobody's even equal then. Even if we were all the same color, it's no such thing as being equal with the fallen nature of man. And that is we exist in a state of war.
I keep losing you guys. So I don't know when you stop talking and it's okay for me to talk or if I'm talking over you.
Okay.
But I brought that up because we were talking about the tribal. We were talking about why your father corrected your English when your English mother didn't, right?
Well, it was kind of a joke because my father and my mother, you know, my mother spoke better English than my father did. I was playing with words. You got... You took it a little too seriously. See, my father was not great at speaking English. My mother was. Okay? I was joking.
So why weren't you joking about your mother?
I don't know. She's still alive. I don't know.
And yet you have...
Because that's the way it went, man. And I think you just took it a little too seriously. Yeah, I don't know where all that came from.
Well, here you go. I'm trying to explain it to you. I'm trying to explain.
But I'm not you.
I'm trying to explain. You asked me a question. Let me answer the goddamn question.
I knew that was coming. Oh, boy.
Okay. Okay.
This really
happened. I said.
Hold on. All right.
I want to go on record as saying, I said, let us not digress. Right? Didn't I say that? And here we are digressing. Now you asked me a question. You attacked me. Now let me answer the effing question. You joked. Ha ha. I find it hilarious that you think it's okay to make fun of your Mexicano father, but not your English mother. Why? How is that equal? How is your Mexicano equal in your head?
Okay.
It's a joke I told. I mean, wow. You just look, partner. I don't know. You got your head screwed on too tight with all this English Mexican crap.
I think we're exceeding the bounds and trying to define one another. So let's rein her back in just a little bit.
Takes it all so to heart. You know, it's like,
well, after me,
it's how I grew up. Didn't bother me any.
We're all passionate people, are we not?
I'm not. No.
You have no passion.
Having a giggle on the radio, man. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Laugh it off because that's your white privilege, right?
Well, that's your opinion.
It is an opinion.
I'm glad I'm me. You make that you make that argument very attractive.
Well, thank you. I tend to spread good looks everywhere I go. Now, are we gonna get back to the topic of the tribalism?
Or we
can yell at each other all day long.
I'm not yelling at anybody.
You know, because when it comes to the scene, who can
out-over
somebody else, I will demonstrate that I am perfectly capable of keeping talking and not allowing anybody else to talk because I can over-talk anybody else on the radio, right? But I came on here to discuss the whole tribal thing. You're focusing on the wrong part.
I agree. I think we need to rein back in, and we'll allow one more kick in the nards if you feel like you need it real quick. But
kick away. I'm going to get myself a cup of tea.
Okay. passion does does it not? Yeah, passion.
That's indoctrination into the group, man. Come on. I refuse all that nonsense. It's what I talk about, you know. It's all in your head. It's not real. You got to talk about it to make it real, and then it's still not real. You're just talking about it. Your group's better than my group. Blah, 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 blah. The Japs make a great TV. The Germans make a great door. Whoop-dee-fucking-do. You know, and that's what it's all about, money. My country makes this, and they invented that. You don't
find land of liberty and privilegelessness.
The triple class. Okay.
Anyway. Well, I tell you what, there is validity to some of the white privilege, and there is some that is not.
What is this?
I tell you what, if me being white, I'm less likely to be shot by a cop.
Oh.
Now, that's the truth. That's the truth of the matter. There's white privilege. Is that not true or not?
Sweet.
Is it true?
Where I live, there are no cops. So
or deported. Sure.
Yeah, back in the 80s, I went down to Calexico, Mexicali, and a couple of buddies of mine, we were working down there, went down to Mexico that night, and, you know, they were a little leery about getting back across the border. Brown skin, mom's white, dad was Indian. Matter of fact, there are Lakota Sioux. But if it wasn't for the fact that his English was impeccable, then, you know, he might not have been, they wouldn't let him across this day and age, but back then, with no ID, he was still able to get back in. Come on, man. I'm just trying to get back across. We got work. Well, I came back about 8 o'clock the next morning. I never drink tequila in Mexico, though. Only Mexican beer. I had a few shots of tequila last night, and I discussed that. Well, if you're down and around and you're down there partying, if you get drunk, you have a chance to get enrolled, just like if you was in L.A. or Dallas or anywhere else, you know, your surroundings. But I love Mexico. I've been to different parts of the frontier, down to Ensenada. I haven't been, see, 19, probably 99 or 98 was the last time I was down to Juarez. I've gone places and people say, aren't you scared? Why not anybody be scared? There are rules, even in the most unruly of situations, there's unwritten rules. And it is interaction and how you survive through that interaction. So, yeah, rules are important. Did you get your tea, Jose?
I got my tea and I feel better, thank you.
All right. I got my tea for Vinny.
I get it. It's just not funny.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Hit and miss.
I just realized why I was getting so much kind of a feedback. I left the darn, I left the damn radio station playing. I'm going to log off of that now.
All righty then.
Excuse me. I think. I don't know. Here you go. Because I turned it off. It sounds a lot clearer. Okay, good. I was afraid I was going to cut out. But anyway, this very conversation is an expression of the trouble with tribals and the war of self. Right? Mm-hmm. I'm expressing an opinion, and somebody's laughing at my opinion in order to control me, to stop me from expressing my opinion. And he'll say, no, 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 you can say your opinion. But then when someone laughs at you, does that encourage you to share your opinion, or does that discourage you? This is what happens in tribes. We shame each other into conforming into what we feel is required for that person to exist among the tribe. Okay, this is what just happened to me. No, man, you're taking it too seriously, right? But of course, you know, Flash should know me well enough, because that's not going to shut me up. I'm going to keep on talking, because this happens to be part of my foray, part of what I do for a living, right? I identify these patterns amongst people who are troubled by them and help them work their way around it. Yes, I'm a passionate guy, because I hate to be goaded, right? And, you know, people give me compliments. Oh, wow, you're Mexican and you speak such good English. And I'm like, well, why don't you? Right?
I find that pretty funny.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, so this is the problem with tribals. It was not so much a problem with the indigenous tribals, you know, before, you know, pre-Columbus or before 1492. Most tribes on this land had already pretty much learned to get along. You know, there was some minimal rivalries. There was some, you know, stealing of resources from each other and stuff, but there were very few all-out wars going on until Columbus landed, until the Europeans landed here.
I've got to interrupt and disagree with that in a very, very large way. The Lakota Sioux maintained a very large nation encompassing several states, and they defended that against any intrusions into their hunting area. It's the same displacement. It's color has no aspect on that. It's the nature of man to be at war. And without a large evolutionary step, that's where we exist right now. And until we make a change, I don't know if it'll ever happen. Personally,
I did qualify my statement by saying very few.
Okay.
Right. I didn't say it was non-existent. We were not a peaceful land. Yes, there were some invasions. There were some defenses, and of course, the warring tactics were much different on this land as well as on Africa as they were in Europe. You know, the Mexica tribe warriors, which were very fierce warriors, by the way, focused more on capturing the enemy for them to be assassinated later or for them to be executed later, as opposed to killing them on the battlefield. Okay, that was the tribal conditioning, where young men would go and learn how to do battle and would take a piece of rope or twine, and the goal was to knock an enemy soldier out, tie him up, and drag him back for the priests to
cut his heart out.
Exactly. And that's how they maintain power. I'm not saying that the tribes here were perfect. You know, we had different traditions and stuff. Now, what I am saying is when the Europeans came over and did battle with the Aztecs, the Europeans killed. In Africa, when two tribes went to war, they actually, you know, went and stood, you know, 50 yards, 20 yards from each other, and in you know, the battle lines, and they postured and they pretended like they were going to throw a spear until somebody flinched, and then the one who flinched, that's the side who lost, and the argument was settled, and they all went back and, you know, had their dinners and stuff. You know, for the most part, at least what we know of their history, because, you know, the Europeans came in and, you know, destroyed all written accounts of their traditions and stuff as well as how they did here. Now, again, I don't want to digress. What I'm trying to point out is that we have a tribal way of doing things on this land that is conflicting with what you say is the way things should be or things are. You know, we still have today, right, up in the Dakotas, a people who have, by all rights, the right to bear arms and defend their land and their water with violence, but they're doing it peacefully. Okay, and you might say, well, yeah, because, you know, they know that if they take their arms out, they're going to get their ass. Of how
breaking up here.
History has shown that regardless of how the native.
Give me a second. Got it. I'll say you're breaking up here. Let's give it a second, see if it'll catch back up to you. Let's try again now.
Okay. As I was saying, history has shown that regardless of how the native peoples, the indigenous peoples of this land have stood, they tend to get mowed down by violence.
Yep.
Bear arms, defend themselves, or if they stand peacefully, they're going to get, you know, shot at with, you know, concussion grenades and water cannons, right? You know, so that is the tribal way of making them shut up. You know, they want to be treated equally, and the government way, the dominant majority is saying, this is how we're going to treat you equal. If you rise up, we're going to shut you up. You know, we're going to embarrass you until you stop doing this, but they're not stopping doing it. And if this was not the problem with the tribal, half of the United States of America should be standing over there right now, stopping the government from doing what they're doing.
Even if you don't agree with the not crossing the river with the pipeline, but As I said before, to occupy and protest and trespass for protest is the American way. And when those in government come to do such things as happened to those folks up there, yeah, that's where we ought to be saying no. We're not going to go for this.
Especially when the government reversed its decision, and now the construction crews are in violation. The police have not turned around to kick out the construction crews or to throw flash grenades and fire and water bomb them. They're still standing against the tribals.
Yeah, because police is policy, enforcement of policy, and the policy is of the government. And I said earlier, all these different jurisdictions. I think it's important to understand when the force comes against you, and to avoid that, right? Not to be in that line of fire. But the lines do get blurred. And, you know, all these titles come back on this series right now. Feedback. There has been a central theme of war, right?
Well, yeah.
And that's what we're discussing. And sometimes we do get a little heated in that. So, I mean, that's okay, I think.
Yeah, it better be okay, because it's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know?
Go ahead. I'm going to jump over here. I'm going to look for – I've got the list. I'm going to include the list of the broadcast. But go ahead.
Well, traditionally –
Heard from you for a little bit. Yeah, go ahead, and then we'll let Jose. Go, Jose.
Is it me? Because I can't hear. Is Flash even on anymore? Because I'm
not
can't hear.
I think he's high-end tape for a while.
What?
There he is.
Okay, he's I was here. Wondering if we had lost you. Okay. Because I got my tea and my throat is wet again, so I can talk all night unless you want to say something. Because Vince is about
no,
to
you,
go.
No, you go right ahead. You're doing fine.
Mm. I know. Yeah, I reiterate that within a tribal system, which I forget what political philosopher once said that most societies should be limited to 160 people or 160 individuals, at which point they need to split off and create another little society, another little tribe, because 160 seems to be the number of population that a society will support. You can know 160 people in your tribe, in your society. Once it gets higher than that, then you start accepting strangers coming into your life that may have ulterior motives, you know, as far as the well-being of your tribe is concerned. There's a lot of validity to that statement, because we may disagree with the Hillary Rodham Clinton idea of it takes a village to raise a child, but in fact it does, because unless you're going to stick with your child 100% of the time, never taking your eyes off of that child, you do have to kind of depend on the rest of your neighbors and your family members and the rest of the tribe to help raise that child. You know, I mean, you want to be able to trust that when your child goes out, you know, to pick flowers in the field, that somebody's going to watch her. I mean, if she gets attacked by an animal or, you know, another human or something, you know, that somebody's going to watch her and go help her. It does take a village, unless you are a separatist. And if you're a separatist, you might as well live in a cave somewhere and keep your opinions to yourself, because nobody gives a damn what your opinion is if you're not going to be a part of this tribe. Now, you don't have to be a part of the tribe, but once you start acting contrary to what is conducive to the well-being of the tribe, then the tribe is going to snap you into going to get your attention, right? They're going to snap you into compliance, which is what happens to individuals that speak out against an opinion. Now, just because you have an opinion, just like mine, just because I have an opinion doesn't mean that my opinion is what is conducive for the well-being of the tribe. As it so happens, when I do speak up and say, hey, how come I keep getting pulled over? How come I keep getting thrown in jail? How come my son gets thrown in jail? Right? Why doesn't my vote count? People are like, why are you being so divisive? Why do you want to be equal? Why are you always trying to be like everybody else? Which is contrary to what a tribe is supposed to do. Right? A tribe is supposed to encourage behavior that perpetuates the well-being of that tribe. Bad apples in there with their discrimination, their privilege, or their feelings of supremacy, and they may not even realize their privilege, as you know I have constantly said, but they may not even realize that what they're saying is white supremacist or racist or bigoted, but it is. And until another member of the tribe speaks up, how are we going to know it? And if we are discouraged from speaking up, how is that conducive to the well-being of the tribe? You know, Farrah Fawcett made a movie based on a true story back in the 70s, or maybe it was the early 80s, called The Burning Bed, in which a woman kept complaining about her abusive husband, and nobody, you know, the tribe would not do anything about it, so she burned him in his bed. Is that conducive to the well-being of the tribe? Is that what we want to resort to? You know, do we want to diminish the freedom of speech of those we consider lesser? And of course we consider them lesser, because why else would we try to diminish their ability to speak up? You know, and you can say all you want all day long, oh, I may not agree with you, but I'll defend to the death your right to say it. Well, if the very fact that you say that is already diminishing the right of that person's freedom of speech, because you're telling them that they're not important. You know, you're telling them that they're not important enough to have a viable opinion. You know, go ahead and say it. But, you know, I'll defend your right to say it. I'll defend it to the death. But, you know, I'm not going to listen to it because, you know, it's not what I want to hear. That's the trouble with the tribe. Because we don't, because we're so concerned with keeping the world safe for us as individuals that we do tend to neglect what is truly good for the tribe, because we are all a part of the tribe, not just those who agree with you. Otherwise, go out and start your own tribe, right?
Yeah. Come on in, Flash. You've been quiet for a long time.
He was getting tea.
Oh. All right. I'm copying and pasting over here. I've got a bunch of information.
Why are you waking me up? I was having a nice dream.
Gnawing on it.
Mm. So, and to come in, I'm just going to disagree. There's absolutely no. Tribe, if you want to live like that, then live like that. Don't expect the world to kiss your ass because you want to be special. They're not asking you to do anything. You're just using that as a reason to be a special snowflake. Oh, look at me. I'm unique. And you, I won't bow to you, but you have to bow to me is no fucking different. So I got kind of bored and wandered away.
I can tell by your response, because it seems like you're answering to somebody else, because that has nothing to do with what I just said.
It has, in my opinion, has everything to do. You think that you're so special in life that You have to tell people that they don't treat you equally so they'll listen to you. Wow. I don't know. That's just crazy talk, man. But if that's what makes you happy, we'll float your boat.
You're describing yourself? I have never come across as being special. I am outspoken because I have
found being in a minority corporation situation and then pointing it out that you're not treated equally isn't complaining. You're not trying to be special about, well, I'm this particular brand. Wait a minute. Let me finish the fucking question for a change, right? And quit jumping ahead of me. Look, okay, goodbye. It was nice talking to you.
I wish I could say the same to you. See you later, Flash. Okay, I got the con now, okay? You demonstrate again your white privilege. And I don't even know what you look like, but I know what you act like, okay? I said you fuzzed out on me because I stopped hearing. Something was wrong electronically or something, right? And I'm talking now for the sake of avoiding dead air, but I think we lost Flash, did we?
I don't know if we did or not, but I'm here.
Well, he's still on, right? But you know, I wanted to hear what he was saying, but I think he was accusing me of thinking that I'm special. Now, yes, I do think I'm special. Hell yeah. You know, but from a society perspective, I just want to be equal. And if you think I have to be special in order to be treated equal, thank you for demonstrating my point. Now, I don't know why we keep coming back to this topic, because I'm trying to discuss how tribes, you know, control, manipulate, or shape individual members of society to become part of the tribe. And I do point out that those individual members of society are part of the tribe. They are not to be excluded from the tribe. And that is the problem with tribes, that in order to shape somebody into being a part of the tribe, they have to pretty much negate the growth of the tribe, lest we still have slavery, lest we still have women without the right to vote, lest we still have children working in factories, you know, being dismembered and dying for the sake of a profit. We have to, as a tribe, continue to grow. And the only way that's going to happen is if we honor the voices of the minorities. Sorry. You know? Hey, the world did it, right? The Europeans are actually the minority in the world population. And look. Look who's running the world now. And look what a freaking mess it is. Are you coming back there, Vincent, or shall I keep on?
Yeah, if Flash wants to come in here, I'm almost done with what I'm doing.
I think Flash. Flash got upset and doesn't want to talk to him.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, what's up, Vince? What's up, Jose?
Let's see. Okay, so I've got to, I'm going to copy this now. And it's going to be
what's up?
When stop, quit. Come here. All right, here we go. This is a list of all I'm going to drop it. I'm copying now. And I probably add a little extra in there that I could edit that just a little bit. But this is going to be, here you go. I'm going to say flood warning. I'm fixing to flood the chat here if it'll let me.
Okay.
So these are all the broadcasts. It's gonna
say, okay.
And it'll, whoops. No, stop that.
You're going to flood the chat.
Yeah, it done me wrong. Why is it doing that? Send. I'm going to try it. No, not to face band. I don't think it might not let me do it. Let me try one more time.
Do it half the time.
Oh, I got to say cancel. I was hitting okay. There we go. All right, there we go. There's the big flood. Oh, it kicked me out for excess flood. Didn't let me do it.
Take that, you nonconformist.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to have to reload the page. I probably won't even let me, let's see. Let me go check the X chat. No. I didn't quit. I got kicked. Oh, no, it's in there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's in the window.
But it only came up to episode 6.
Extrajudicial is your last the question mark.
Yeah, so I'm not. I'll put that over in the Freedoms Network and that sort of thing. But there's one more episode. There's actually two more episodes. I've been doing these. I was going to do a minus and glad Grinner said something. It didn't look good. Minus one episode. Minus one. This episode plus three. But this is intended as a 12 episode series, and I wanted to be cute and make it 13 and a half. But that's the following. I'm not sure what we'll do next week because I'm fixing to be basically off the internet for the most part, and I won't be having podcast capabilities here for a while as I undertake my journey.
That's right. I was reading the chat behind you, and it's making me giggle.
Well,
what Texas are you going to be in?
By Abilene. I'll be close to Cisco, where the first Hilton Hotel was at. Conrad Hilton.
He's going to go chase him some Paris.
Nah. I'd throw rocks at her.
Sure you would.
Yeah, unless she was eating a hamburger. Yeah. All right, just let me back in.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, well. So I did put our first two. I had audio problems on the first two broadcasts, and I might bring them along later. There might be some salvageable, but the first one probably not. The second one, there was some good information there, and then I quit because it made me mad. You made me very angry.
You know what makes me angry? Government land grabs, okay? And then they get the people to fight amongst themselves over it like they had anything to do with it in the first place. They're just in the way. It's just about money and law and obeying and all this other shit is just to keep you occupied.
Hey, who's not on Freedoms Network listening right now? Freedomsnetwork.com.
On RLM. Like,
who's not joined up? Is anybody here in the RLM chat that is not a part of what the great things that we've got over here? Thanks, Bo. Thanks, Grimner. So listen, we're going to be coming up here. We got less than 15 minutes, and maybe I'll give you guys a chance to insult one another.
I'm not insulting.
Just talking.
Jeez.
Are you peppering or salting?
Well, neither. It's just because of my living situation and the life I live, I see all this racism shit as just a way to argue with people on the internet. It's go out in person and do this. I don't think you'll get the same result. I don't. Treat people nice.
Yeah,
they treat me nice back.
Well,
how?
Yeah, that don't always work. It doesn't always work, does it?
It's worked for many years.
Okay, now here I am. I got it. If you're on the effing site, there it is. There's all the episodes except for 1 and 2, which
you got all that stuck down.
Yeah, there's the there. So I'll read these off from episode 0. It skips to 3, but 0 is Society's Grinder. 3 is challenges, 4 is discrepancies, Dakota Access Pipeline, 5 decisions, part 1, standing in the gap, the battle for Bunkerville, 6 is war of the living, but it's extrajudicial, episode 7, the wake of war, things to come, episode 8 is they call it freedom, on the road to war, it's okay to rebel, conquering the altruist, Feedback episode 9 is Freedom Not Force. And that was the Range War, win one for the Bundys. Episode 10, War of the Words, The Enemies Within. 11, excuse me, is Indian Wars, Lessons from a Lakota Woman. And also we included 9/11 conspiracy theories or an inside job with Jimmy. Number two, part two, this is four parts. It's CAFO, Welcome to the World of Arms and Factories. In the River of Waste. River of Waste. With Lacey Shintel. Three was Indian Wars, Lessons from a Lakota Woman. That was there. Four, Veterans Day with Jose. Episode 12 was War of the People, Blurred Lines. The Greatest Race Debate. That was with Jose and myself. I like to play on words. Two was the 9/11 Contention of Facts. Jimmy was there. Grimner joined the broadcast to help host this. Then we get to the plus ones, and we're at the plus three. Plus one is the rule of war betrayed. Occupation by trespass and protest is the role of the American way. Plus two is war on the home front, force multipliers. Episode plus two, part two, is war on the home front again. And this is three. We skipped last week. This is the trouble, tribals, and the war itself. So add all them up. There's more than I intended. And Hal is still working to complete the video for the background and the audio of the six-part series on the Lieber Code. So we're still yet to work that out and get that up, but we're going to do that. So 10 minutes, take 5 minutes flat. And I'm going to hand it back to Jose for five, and I'll close it
sure.
out.
Sure. Okay. I got 5:01 p.m. I think of all the times in my life I could have used the poor me. You're picking on me because I'm this, and you're picking on me because I'm that. But I wasn't taught to do that. So that stuff, by the time that came along and I knew what people were doing, I was already not going to do that shit. I think I come from a strange, I guess, background where my input from adults was for me to be self-sustaining and to be able to think quickly on my feet. You know, life isn't always going to be a bed of roses. And if something to go wrong, you do these things. And if things go right, you do these things. So I got a good balance in life. And then I hear, like what Jose was saying about this, I'm from this tribe and all that special snowflake crap. I could use it with the Mexican. I could use it with the Jew. Doesn't it? Why? I make fun of it instead. If I took that crap seriously, how could I have ever married Circle? I would have never met her. I'd have been afraid to travel to these exotic places that I got to go to. And meets, you know, all these strangers that everybody was all telling me to be afraid of. And I would miss all the good stuff and not gotten where I'm at here. I might have stayed back in the States and I don't know. I don't know what would I have done. But I have a good life. So I guess if I had problems to tell you about, like, I don't know. Every time I went to the store, people would harass me because that would be interesting. But I have a boring life, and I'm lucky to have it. And with that, I'm going to tell you guys, me and Mary are doing the Dork Table tomorrow. And I have a special, special guest in store. I emailed Satan, and I tried to book him for 11:15 to 11:18 tomorrow on the Dork Table.
Yeah, Grimner tried to get God on, and I guess he didn't have any luck with that.
I was busy that day.
I said, I'm here. Do you think you'll get the devil sure enough?
I know. I was just playing. I don't think there is a devil.
That's serious. That is serious.
Oh, you're kidding? You had my ex-wife's scheduled there.
Oh, no, you didn't.
You know, the sad thing about all that shit is people are still the same after the breakup as they were when they met. Just older. Still the same people.
All right. Well, you're cracking up there. Gaps are going here. And so thanks, Flash, for coming on. And tonight, later on, we've got Grammy blasting off again in that rocket chair. And,
damn right.
Yeah, 6 p.m. Central Time Zone. And A-Trax is going to be following along with some of the music he plays. That's the real A-Trax, not 8-Trax. Not real to real. Not cassette, but the real A-Trax.
Yep.
And of course, if Moose Girl is going to be here tonight, it will be the Freakers Ball. We got balls, little balls. So here I am. I'm going to be able to finally get this here and bring it over just so I can pop it in to the chat where you can find it at Freedom Network. And let's go, Jose. Thanks, Flash. Tomorrow,
thanks a lot,
11
guys.
Central.
That was too fun.
and then we got Rob's going to be coming up with his new broadcast here at Really Real Media after the first of the year. Bo Diddy plays some blues. Grimner from blues. We got Kira also tomorrow afternoon on the bridge. And then, of course, after Grimner's on some blues on Sunday, we got Hal Anthony, 2 p.m. Central. That's noon o'clock Pacific for lessons from behind which Ed. Jose, let me give you the mic.
Let's hope it works. I was getting a lot of jumping around. How do I sound?
You okay? We got you now. Hey, somebody got tagged. Who was that? I heard
half
Dean.
Of what Flash said.
What?
And the half I did hear seemed pretty uninteresting anyway. But anyway, I'll go on. Now he can't talk because it's my 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But it's typical. We were talking about the problems with the tribe.
Oh, there it is. Sorry.
That's okay. I can talk over you. I don't see where Flash pointed out anything as far as the problem with the tribe were concerned, other than to criticize the problems with the tribe that I pointed out. So I guess that means he's happy with the tribe. That's why he moved to wherever the hell he
Denmark.
Moved to. Yeah, Denmark. Yeah. There are problems with the tribe, and as I hate to say it, you know, Flash demonstrated the problems where someone speaks up and they're laughed off. And with his closing statements, he says, whatever, Jose said is bullshit because, you can let this stuff, run your life. I don't let this stuff run my life. I'm happy with my life. I could be happier. I have done everything I feel proper. But there are problems with the tribe, and this is it, where those who are enjoying the privilege tend to say, no, your complaint isn't, I find your complaint as irrelevant because it's never happened to me. Not only has it never happened to me, but I don't care enough even to notice when it's happening to you. Like I said, at some point, somebody complained. And women got the right to vote for what it matters, right? For what it matters. At some point, somebody complained, and people of color were allowed to marry white people. At some point, somebody complained, and people of color were allowed to drink out of the same water fountains as white people. At some point, people complained and the tribe progressed. Now you can say, well, I'm conservative, and I like things to stay the way they are. And I could say, well, I'm more conservative because I wish Columbus would have been kicked out back in 1492. Right? So who's going to win that argument? The thing is, the tribe has to grow. And I don't mean progress. I don't mean building buildings and skyscrapers and airplanes and more automobiles. I mean, the tribe has to grow as a tribe and has to be able to learn to accept the different opinions. And like I said, eventually, some tribal members are discontented regardless of how much they say they like the way the tribe is. And what do? They move out, go somewhere else and start their own tribe. Some of them even go to Denmark and deny the fact that they were discontented in the tribe because the tribe didn't grow enough to meet their needs. This is my opinion.
Yeah. There's plenty of examples of people of color being persecuted, killed throughout history. And, you know, it's understandable that people of color have some gripes and complaints. And the next episode, I'm not sure, I don't think I'll have time to prepare. War is God, and I really want to do a good job. I just don't want to come on here and ramble and talk about crap and not put it in order. I think we did that some today. There was certainly disorder, but that's interacting. That's individuals interacting together. So we're gonna have some friction. You know, that's just what it is when things are moving around up and in each other. Anyways, thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks, Jose. Thanks, Flash. I appreciate everybody that's tuned in. We'll have episode 13 sometime. Yo. And so, hey, we'll shout everybody out here in reallibertymedia.com in the chat room. And for those that are listening or not, we've got Asmo, Barman, Beth C, Cowboy Tech, Gimner, Kate, Chalcedony, Circolo, Chloe, a couple of times, Jams is there, Ivy Don, Steve, who is that work dude, Java Doctor, Wanna Taco, Meister Brow. We've got the RLM on me a couple of times there, as RLM Radio as well. Phantom, Colfax, Dakota, Jehovah One, Kuzu, RLM, Triv, Sock Puppet, and Trust No One. Thanks, everybody. And, hey, listen, just a reminder, come on back over here. If you're listening downstream, come back to reallibertymedia.com, rlmradio.xyz, and the weekend, though. Starts up here on Fridays with right now at noon central, a couple hours ago. Most of our broadcasting is on the weekend, so come on back over, join in the chat. You'll find some very interesting people here, opinionated, certainly, but I like it. And where we do have conflict, I like that too, because that way we can reason through it, right? And thanks, Grimner. Okay. So, say good night.
Good night.
Say goodbye, Jose.
Oh, that's what fun stuff.
So, leave with giggles. Jose, are you still here?
Yeah, I'm just muted out listening.
Okay. Say good night, Gracie.
Good night, Gracie.
Bye bye, y'all. Oh, listen, before we end, Real Liberty Media has a YouTube channel. Last year we were at 80. We need 100 subscribers for a custom URL.
81 today.
But 81. Awesome. We're up one. 19 more. Thank you, Chloe. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And au revoir. Say goodbye in Danish. Flash.
Goodbye in Danish. Flash.
Okay, say goodbye in Espanol, Jose.
Goodbye in Espanol, Jose.
Okay, thanks everybody. Catch you more later.